We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
Scott Schwartz is the director of the SUSA Archives and Center for American Music at the University of Illinois. He's also the organizer of the Celebration of American Music Month at the U of I. The celebration stretches beyond the month of November and stretches beyond the boundaries of the university's Urbana-Champaign campus. This year, Scott's focus is on the American popular music of the 1930s, as well as the role women have played in America's musical heritage. And Scott's with me in the studio this afternoon to tell us about the upcoming American Music Month events.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
Well, that's good to
great.
See you.
Great to be here.
I'm glad to have you back. So coming up this Friday evening at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign, we've got a Granny's Porch concert. What's on the program?
Okay. Well, it's called Spare Some Change. You know, Granny's Porch looks at the 1930s through America's music. And we've got a great group of musicians playing. Of course, we got Gary O'Brien and Marla Scarborough, who are helping out with the narration. Jack Deremiah, who's actually going to serve as our 1930s radio host. Our artificial radio station, WCU. We see you. And of course, we've got Ron Hedlund and Eric Dauheim doing some great tunes from the Depression era. We've got, of course, the old standard great band, the Bodacious String Band. My family band playing. We have Jordan Kay and the State Street Strutters coming from Parkland. You know, great addition
wow.
to the program. And Flexible Flyers and the Vintage Brass. And for all of those folks who looked at the News Gazette on Sunday, we had a great image of the Vintage Brass group from Springfield. So it promises to be a fun program.
Yeah, a couple of beautiful photographs in the paper yesterday and a nice article by Melissa Murley. So you're going to have like this, it'll be a show that will, it'll feel like you're on the, in the audience for an old-fashioned radio show. WCU.
And
I love it.
Right. Well, think about it. We're kind of carrying on the WLS Barn Dance, which came from Chicago, and you've, of course, got WSM Barn Dance out of Nashville. And we're capturing that element
that
of music.
Yeah,
really. And the audience will actually be sitting. Of course, we won't be broadcasting over the air, but it will be an experience very similar to that kind of radio show from the 30s.
Yeah. How did these concerts come to be called Granny's Porch?
It's a good question. We were looking for, when we first started doing this years ago, you know, a theme. And we're looking at something that, you know, said, you know, music from our community that you would typically hear on the front porch. And I popped in and says, what do you mean Granny's Porch, right? I remember, you know, in Appalachia, after dinner you sat down and, you know, you sang some tunes and neighbors would come by and they'd bring their instruments. Before you know it, you'd have a whole concert. So we just kind of called it, you know, Granny's Porch. And it's been that way ever since.
Okay, so that's Friday evening. And then the next evening you're going to follow it up with another great event.
Oh, yeah, Ballroom Boogie. And, again, we're looking at the sweet music, swing music of the 1930s. Folks seem to think of, you know, 1930s, the height of the Depression, is a very dark and, you know, dreadful time in American history. And it's not to say that it wasn't unpleasant at times, but people found time to enjoy life, enjoy music, and they did that through dance. So we're bringing back that kind of what we call the poor boy ball that Dan Perino once described happened here in the 30s, and just having everybody come in and dance. And we have Aurora Villacorta, who's going to be actually teaching us how to dance some. And, of course, if anybody who's ever worked with her, she's just a dynamo and a size 5 foot. It helped those people with two left feet like me learn how to tango and do the Lindy or the Foxtrot in a very fun way, very similar to the dance we did last year.
Okay, and then at this event, the Tony Barron Orchestra will be performing?
That's right. The Tony Barron Orchestra under the direction of Barry Wagner, who's, you know, basically a sweet band that's been touring around for years, playing these similar types of balls. And, well, I'll call them grand dances, giving everybody the experience of, you know, listening to Ellington, Tommy Dorsey, Paul Whiteman, Benny Goodman, you know, and Guy Lombardo, and the Casa Loma Orchestra, that kind of feel that you would have heard during the 1930s.
Encouraging people to come in, period, dress?
If you want, you're more than welcome
to.
Yes, we will have some folks. We've got my son and his girlfriend who are going to be basically, he will play the role of the coat check boy, and his lovely girlfriend will be the young lady carrying that speed graphic camera around to take your picture and pose for her. And then Lynn Cheney has all kinds of foods that were typical of the time. People don't think about it, but, Jell-O got its kick during the 1930s. Ho-hos. We laugh about it. It's kind of that junk food thing that we don't want the kids to eat today. But nevertheless, that's when they got started. So that kind of delicacy, just an evening of fun.
Okay, and that's at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. Saturday evening, what time does that get underway?
That starts at 7 o'clock and goes to 11. And
okay.
It promises to be a ton of fun.
Okay. Now, tickets available for both of these events ahead of time or at the door, both?
You can get tickets in advance for both events, and you can also purchase them at the door. So you're welcome to go either way. Just come and have fun.
Okay. Music education, of course, is also part of the American Music Month celebration at the U of I. Who's going to take part in a two-day program that you've got planned for this? I believe it's Thursday and Friday.
That's correct. It's called If You Ain't Got the Do-Re-Mi, America's 1930s Through Music Once Again. Of course, if you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi, that's Woody Guthrie tuned and, written at that time. And we'll be focusing on fiddling techniques, improvisation, jazz, pop of the time. And then talking about the history from the brass band perspective, from the string band perspective. So it gives the kids an opportunity to just, once again, get their hands dirty playing the music of the 1930s.
Yeah. So music, history, culture, all wrapped up in these events. Are there other communities that offer so much programming to celebrate American music, that dedicate a month to looking at our musical heritage?
I don't know. I suspect there probably are. I've never really scratched the surface because I'm so busy trying to keep our own programming going every year.
The celebration will continue into December. What's in store for us in the first week there of December?
So. Well, you have the Wind Symphony and the Symphonic Band. They'll be playing some wonderful music. Tim Foley, who was the director of the U.S. Marine Band, will be coming, and actually is here, and will be conducting that ensemble, I believe, on December 1st. And that promises to give a different flavor of American music, not necessarily 1930s or women, but nevertheless, music that would basically put the bands on the map.
And then December 3rd. Women music pioneers, past and present.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we'll be, touching on those a bit. I haven't actually talked to Tim, so I'm not quite sure what the tunes are.
Okay, very good. So, coming up Friday at the Virginia Theater, 7:30 p.m., Spare Some Change, Granny's Porch looks at the 1930s through America's music. Then coming up a midweek here, American String Festival 2009, the music education event. If you ain't got the Do-Re-Mi, boys. And then Saturday evening, Ballroom Boogie. And that is at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center from 7 to 11. And then coming up in December, two events, December 1st and 3rd at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Well, Scott, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Scott Schwartz is the director of the SUSE Archives and Center for American Music at the University of Illinois, also the organizer of the celebration of American Music Month at the U of I. And he brought in a little bit of music from this era for us to play here at the close. And we're going to hear Hobo's Meditation.
Master of yonder in heaven got a place that we might call our home. Will we have to wait for a living, or can we continue to